Bringing it back to my house at Rosie on the House. It's your weekend wake-up call. It's your weekend happy place. It's every place we want you to come before you even think about touching your house, home, castle, or cabin. It started as a simple radio show 30 years ago on a double dog dare. Somebody double dog dared me. I'd never show up at the station and go on air and start answering questions. And here we are 30 years later. We've got the radio show. We've got the newspaper articles we write all across the state. We've got the website. And we've got my son, Romy, that's introducing all new levels of participation in the website and the digital age. Romy, why don't you talk people through everything you've introduced and brought into the world of Rosie on the House?
Well, the first one has been a lot of fun, our e-commerce store, where for years we always had people that would come to us. I've invented this. I've got this new product. I make this out of my garage. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And it was always such a difficult task to complete that cycle to somebody listening to it, thinking, oh, yeah, I would use that tool, or I want that product, or where do I find it? Because many of these, like I had mentioned, are startups, and it's not something that you could go find at
off the shelf anywhere.
Exactly. So even having enough quantity to fulfill all the entire orders sometimes was a struggle. And some of them, you know, we had that Amish wheelbarrow company.
That's right.
For a period of time. And I don't know the entire story, but they've quit making that line of
That's a bummer.
Of wheelbarrow, because that was a neat, if you were one that ended up ordering and got a
I still use mine almost every day.
three-wheel wheelbarrow, which was a great idea. So, but that's a market opportunity for someone else to pick up. But anyway, right, we focus heavy on American made. Not all of them are. Some of the materials, especially in our some of the gloves we offered, aren't sewn here in the U.S. And you can actually hear a little bit more about that in our last hour. We were talking cotton with the Arizona Farm Bureau, and that podcast is at rosieonthehouse.com, one more of the digital elements we have. But this week, we're actually focusing on the Earth Talon Shovel. It was one that is now being manufactured. Well, I don't know where it's manufactured, but I know the company that bought it's out of Canada. But the shovel itself is called the Earth Talon, and it was—
You have to ask yourself. The shovel's basically been shaped the same way for the last several hundred years. How can you improve on a shovel?
It and you look at it, and my first thought, because we've got to product test these all, and a lot of times the thought behind it and what it's looking to achieve is great, but it may take the fifth or sixth or seventh revision or modification before we get it perfected. Well, this Earth Talon Shovel, think of a typical, Not flathead, but like a round point shovel.
Yep, number two scoop shovel, digging shovel.
It's perfectly symmetrical. You've got a little lip on the left and the right for your foot to press down, and it's completely symmetrical all the way down to the point. Well, on the Earth Talon, if you're looking at it from the digging perspective on top, the right side of the shovel actually curves in before the left side, so it leaves a separation in the point and creates a very sharp edge that allows you for deeper penetration.
Like a talon.
And
like an eagle's talon.
And it was developed by a guy in Chino Valley who just got tired of digging through the hard caliche he was messing with and developed this. And they've actually, the next phase now that we now have in our e-store, they've got a couple ridges that have been pressed into the mold for enhanced strength on that talon side. So it's the Earth Talon Shovel, and there's three different varieties. There's a Pro Series fiberglass handle, and I will tell you, I was reluctant to do fiberglass because I've got a fiberglass shovel, and if after a certain number of years of use, I could not figure out why my hands, in particular between my thumb and my finger, was constantly rashed. And for whatever reason, at no point that had anything to do with that rash, I started using a wood shovel. And then I went back to the fiberglass one, and immediately my hand rashed up. I thought, it's the fiberglass.
It is.
wearing off into my skin. So, but the Pro Series handle on the this Earth Talon, both gripping points and the end have a rubber protective wrap on top. So if you keep it inside a out of the direct sun in your garage or work tool shed, whatever, and you only use it occasionally on that side, it will last a really long time. It's the direct sunlight being left out that starts deteriorating that.
The UV on the fiberglass.
Mm-hmm. So, and then there's a small handled one that's about half the length. I actually keep these in my
truck.
In my truck.
Dig it out.
And then we've got a traditional standard wood handled Earth Talon as well.
Well, that's just the story of one product that you could find in the e-commerce store at Rosie on the House. Now, on air, I'd like to ask Romy a question so it could be recorded live and we have it documented. What are we going to do with all that stuff that we test and we're not going to put it in the e-store?
We just send it back to the manufacturer.
Well, what's all in the back of that storage room at the office? Can we just kind of push that into a trash can somewhere? Because we are asked to test a lot of stuff, and a lot of it never makes it past our trash can. It just, can't put our name on this. Not going to recommend that. No way this is going to end up on our e-commerce store. So we have a little collection. It needs to be cleaned out. I need to get my cabinet shop back. More when we get back at Rosie on the House.